TruckDriver101.com, Big Ken here. We're going to try to keep this down. Okay, guys, let's get down to business. Now, when you go to a truck stop, you're going to hear these guys who tell you you're only going to make $25,000 a week, $30,000 a year. That's all you can make in trucking. It's all bullshit. You can make as much money as you want, but this person has a lack of goals. That's the reason they can't achieve, because they have a lack of goals. And when you have a lack of goals, you're never going to be successful at anything you do. And when you don't have direction, you don't know where you're going. And that's why this guy sits there. He'll often use excuses like, one, you can't make more money. Two, I got a family. Three, the one you hear the most is, I don't want to be a company hopper, right? Which is bullshit, because if you really want more money than $25,000 a year, you got to do research and you're going to have to lead a company. And a lot of times they're not really talking about company hopping. The only reason company hopping, when I talk about company hopping, true company hopping is not going from one company to another company. True company hopping is going to five companies in 1 year. Okay, that's too many companies, right? But if you go to a company, stay at a company at least 6 months to 2 years, that's what you should do. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a company for 6 months to 2 years and you're at that company for 6 months to 2 years, that's a great, that's a good amount of time to see if the company's working for you. And if it's not, it's time to move on. And that's not company hopping. Now, a lot of people might try to say it is, and that's bullshit. Okay. But the reason I'm saying this, though, is like you gotta achieve your goals, right? You gotta set your goals. You don't want to be like the guy making 25 grand a year who think that's all you can make, right? You want to make enough money to survive on. Now, if you make a 25 grand a year and that's your goal, right, and that's what you can make, and that's great for you and your family. I knew a guy who his only goal was, his wife made a lot of money, and his only real goal was to bring home health benefits. So he didn't mind making $25,000 a year. You know, set a goal. You know, those goals will help you achieve. And when you set these types of goals, it's really going to get your mind focused. Right. Now, another thing you can fall for when you have a not so great focused mind or you have no goals is you can end up overworking. These are the guys you see out here who are here for 10 months, no reason, 12 months, no reason, killing themselves for things that are unimportant, cars. To me, if I'm going to be out here grinding and wasting my life away and doing that 600 miles a day and out here for 8-9 months, I'm going to do it for things like paying off my debts. I'm going to do it for buying a house. I'm not going to do it for some stupid shit like a car. I'm not going to do it for something going down in value. I'm going to do it to put an investment in that's going to allow me to come off the road to either a better life like my own house, or it's going to allow me to come off the road and do something else that allows me to live a similar truck lifestyle. Now, the reason that's important to me is because of my own personal goals. I asked myself, one of the ways I came up with my own personal goals, and this might help you, is I asked myself, if I made $400 million, hit the number for $400 million, what would I do? And I said, well, I'd buy an Escalade and I would still travel. So if I would still travel, what's the point of me leaving trucking? Right. I love the freedom. I love the lifestyle. And whatever business I do, if I ever create one or whatever I do, I need to keep that lifestyle. I never want to put myself in a position where I am locked down. Right. I can't become, you know, I can't go anywhere. I can't become what I want to be. I can't do what I want to do. I can't work a 9-to-5 regular job. You know, it's just not in me. It's that part of me died a long time ago. And that's very typical for a lot of people who are in trucking. So, but back to the two types of people. When you're dealing with these types of people at truck stops, you're going to meet these people, or you're dealing with these types of people in life, you want to learn from what they do, but you don't want to let them tear you down. So often I'll listen to the overworked, stupid person who is killing themselves and won't admit it and think that, you know, I got a car, I got a Corvette, I got a house, 5-bedroom. Right. I got to buy a pretty. Right. I got my kids in private school. Right. But so what? Right. Your kids in private school, you never see them. Right. Your car, you never drive it. Your wife, you never sleep with her. Right. What the hell are you getting out of any of this other than paying bills? Right? That doesn't make sense. At the same time, let's look at the guy who makes $25,000 a year. This guy usually never has enough money for what he wants to do because he never had a goal. Now, there are some who have goals, as we discussed, but this guy usually doesn't have a goal. That's why he can't wait to tell you ain't going to make nothing but $25,000 a year. I know you can't make nothing but that. I will quit. I've been here 5 years. I will quit, but that's company hopping. They love that. It's company hopping. Right. It's not company hopping. You should definitely leave a company. If you worked there 5 years, you only make it 25 grand. You got to do what you got to do. All right. Look, guys, the greatest suggestion I can give to anybody out there is create a goal. Ask yourself that simple question I asked myself. Maybe that'll help you. If you made $400 million, what would you do? It's an interesting question, but it dissolves all the things you think are true. When I got into trucking, I understand I've been in trucking 12 years, right? When I got into trucking, when I first started, I said, man, I'm going to be in this 2 years and I'm going to get me a regular job. 12 years later, right? And as after 4 years, I had to accept the truth. I'm a truck driver. That's who I am. It's what I do. I like doing this. I was a truck driver before I was a truck driver. I looked at an old picture the other day of my brother and me. And I'm sitting in there. I'm dressed like a truck driver. I got on a t-shirt. My hair is uncombed. I'm unkempt. I'm laughing. I'm having a ball. I'm enjoying life. And at the same time, even though I'm enjoying life, I'm doing what I want to do as a young man. The truth is, like, I look at that and I go, I look like a goddamn truck driver. I look like a truck driver. You know, I don't know how to, you know, truckers, we got to look, you know, a little unkempt, you know, a little unkept, you know, hair is a little messy. You know, I mean, I've always been a truck driver and this job just fits who I am. So even sometimes when I get frustrated with it and I think, oh, I should leave, I always realize, like, the other thing I always come to is realizing that even if I left tomorrow, I would run into the same type of people in any job. You know, bad dispatchers ain't nothing but bad management. My mother every day tells me about all the bad managers she works with. Our technology woes, she has the same type of technology woes. She started out with a company that had three people doing a job. They took those three people, made them managers, and then they came up with this automated system, and they brought in four people to help out until this automated system took over. Then those people were going to go because it was a temp job. Now they have 16 people working this job to help the automated system that doesn't work, which no one can admit it doesn't work. Damn, don't that sound like our collision detection devices? Right? Doesn't it sound like it? Right? Doesn't it sound like our automatic transmissions that don't work? Same technology problems in regular companies. And it's just amazing. It's just, I don't know. That's why I love the profession I'm in, because at least I get the freedom. At least I get to walk out and the sky and the rain and the sun is my cubicle. And I love that way better than looking at a wall. When I start and I think about being in a cubicle all day, I start hyperventilating. I'm like, oh. But anyway, guys, it's been long enough. But look, you fall into these traps when you don't set goals. The key to avoiding these traps of being obsessed with money and never living your life, or being not focused on what your goal is and not making enough money, is if you don't have any goals. You need to set goals. You need to be honest with yourself about your goals and focus on achieving those goals. Right. And these, I'm talking long-term goals. Let's say your goal is to have $100,000 in the bank. Don't think about having $100,000 in 2 years or 4 years or 5 years. Think about it long-term. What do you have to put away for decades to have that $100,000? And then think about, what do you have to do per year if you want it in this amount of time? Start to break down the daily expense of it and then figure out how to come up with that money. That may not be trucking for some of you, but it may be trucking for some of you. And the last thing I'll say is, never be ashamed to make money. Don't be ashamed to be successful. Don't be ashamed to grind and push yourself. Don't be ashamed. Don't let people shame you because of your success. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I just wanted to talk about that. Hopefully that helps somebody. Check out truckdriverbooks.com, How to Start in Trucking. You can go on my website, truckdriver101.com, and we have jobs listed there, and you can check that out. Talk to you guys later.